Just after 7:30 on a Thursday morning, and what we normally do is talk to Unetse at this time, and today is no different. Unetse, very good morning. Welcome to the show on this Thursday morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And thanks for joining us. And Unetse, this morning being our last nutrition chat of the year, and we're getting into the festive season, and I think the temperatures are climbing, so I think the whole summer vibe is starting to get going. But of course, what also gets going is lots of food and maybe a little bit too much to drinks, cool drinks, and maybe a couple of beverages. But you've got some advice for that as well.
Yes, so with Christmas in mind, and obviously people starting to sort out their what they want to have for Christmas lunch, or whether you do Christmas Eve or whether you do lunch, it doesn't really matter. So I thought I'll start off with a few. So when we go into the festive season, whatever we've spoken about during the year regarding good habits, it's not to say that you cannot incorporate your good habits. Mm. So try and use the practices that you've learned during the year and try and create some festive ideas around it to make it a little bit more Christmassy, and maybe buy that extra special fruit or vegetable that you generally don't buy, but take this opportunity to actually do those things. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually sharing something that I saw, and I thought it was really, really quite cute. So the wreath that we generally hang at our front door, mm-hmm, at Christmas time, some people do it with flowers, some people do it with light or ferns, doesn't really matter. But you can actually take that whole concept and drag it right into your Christmas kitchen or onto your Christmas table in the form of food. And the very first salad that I want to share is actually, so with the wreath in as your imaginary friend, mm-hmm, you will then create a salad on, if you've got a round plate or a square platter, it doesn't really matter what you've got. So this specific salad, the ingredients would be rocket leaves, some fresh peach. Prosciutto is quite an extraordinary type of meat, but we can talk about alternatives to that. Something like cottage cheese, balsamic reduction, and then something like an old sourdough bread, doesn't really matter. So what you then will do is you will create a wreath on the plate in a circle with the rocket leaves.
Okay.
And on top of that, you will take the peach, obviously cut it in half, take out the pips inside, slice them super, super, super fine, and then you will basically place them on top of the rocket round that you've created. And then some people would maybe use more exotic cheeses in terms, mm-hmm, of buffalo mozzarella or camembert. But seeing that we want to save calories, a very good option or an alternative would be something like fat-free cottage cheese. Or you can buy the chunky normal cottage cheese that we buy in the tub, whether it's Spar, Pick and Pay. You can then take that and put dollops of this cheese on top of the fruit. And then you can drizzle all of that with some of the balsamic glaze. Okay. And then to bring some crunch into it, if you've got some old ciabatta or sourdough, so like we would make the French version of a crouton, mm-hmm, but we can change it a little bit. So any type of bread that you've got, take some chunks, toast it in the oven or toast it in your air fryer, and then you will sprinkle that on top to get some crunch into your salad. So that's really almost a free vegetable salad, if I can put it like that, but it will look absolutely beautiful on your Christmas table. And then maybe another version, a little bit more on the savory side of the same, so you can maybe do both, is still in your form of the wreath. You can take whatever serving dish you are making the salad on. You can put a thin layer of basil pesto. Mm-hmm. So a basil pesto you can buy you will see where you buy something like gherkins or sun-dried tomatoes. These days, commercially, we can buy any pestos. So you can buy some of that basil pesto. Or if you are the creative person that likes to make your own, pesto is actually very, very easy. So the base ingredients for a pesto is really pine nuts, olive oil, mm-hmm. and parmesan. Okay. So that's the base ingredient. And the name originates from the herb that you decide to put into it. So if it's coriander, it will be coriander pesto. Mm-hmm. If it's basil, it will be basil pesto. But the base ingredient for pesto would be pine nuts, parmesan, and olive oil.
Okay.
So pine nuts generally is quite expensive and exclusive and not always easy to find, but you can actually interchange that with any nut that you like. Maybe like a almond or macadamia nut will really make a good pesto. So you can either blend all of that up in your blender on your own, or you can just go for the easy option and buy it from the shelf. So you can then spread your plate with some of this basil pesto. Then you take fresh basil leaves and create your wreath. And then you can either use small cherry tomatoes, or if you want to, a little bit of more chunky salad, buy some normal, you know, your normal round tomato, cut them into wedges, and then you will pack that on your basil. And then again, generally a caprese is made with buffalo mozzarella, but not always easy to find. So I always advise people something like a chunky cottage cheese is really a good alternative. It will sort of give you the same flavor because it's very neutral. And then you can grind some black pepper and again drizzle that with some balsamic vinegar.
Okay. And these will all form part of your kind of centerpieces of your table.
Yes. So that you can do sort of on your for the salads. And then I presume every family has got their special type of protein that they would like to have at Christmas. Mm-hmm. For some people, it might be a gammon. Others, it might be leg of lamb or chicken. It doesn't really matter. So, again, if you want to do it the healthy way, try and remove the visible fat that you can see before you actually cook that. So if I think about something like a gammon, it's very easy to sort of boil the gammon. What works very effectively is something like a savanna, or even maybe like a crushed pineapples in a tin. And you cook that gammon in the oven until it's nice and soft. And then for the very last bit, you will then obviously score it on the outside, maybe glaze it with extra pineapple syrup, or something easy like apricot jam is really a good option. Then you grill it until it's nice and syrupy and golden. So that would be your gammon. And leg of lamb, many people use Christmas to have some leg of lamb. So just try to get rid of some of that very, very white fat. But I mean, if you've done everything right and this is your day, then you have the gammon with the fat and you have the leg of lamb with a little bit of a crispy side. It obviously, that would be okay. And then also chicken or fish. I think we living at the coast, many people, families maybe stay close to the beach. Somebody try and get that big catch. So they use that big catch and bring it to, to the Christmas table. And we are lucky with weather. I always, people think like braai is not, some people's got the concept that braai is not a good way of cooking food, but it's actually an excellent way of cooking food. So just making a fire and whatever you want to eat, put it on the fire, bring the family together. It's really, really a healthy way of preparing any sort of and meat, especially if it's a little bit fatty, because at least all that fat sort of burns out, it lands at the bottom of your fire, not in your plate. So really, really a good option in terms of bringing something with that.
Right.
And drink-wise, if you are somebody that choose to have a spirit, whether it will be maybe let's call it gin or vodka or whiskey, it doesn't really matter. Try to, whatever you mix it with, make sure that it's a sugar-free option because at least we save a little bit of calories. And if you are the white wine drinker, you can always make a white wine spritzer with like half white wine, soda water, and some ice. That way we also save some calories over the festive season. So that's really good options for drinks.
Okay. And yes. All in all, you actually mentioned during the course of the chat that if you've been good the whole year, then yes. You can kind of let your hair down.
For sure. Christmas Day, everybody, I said to somebody else the other day, it's sometimes I think it's quite sad. Everybody works so hard the whole year to have 1 week off in their life with their family and their friends and going away. And I think if you are the person that's really committed the whole year of training hard, eating right, if it's Christmas Day and New Year's Day and you decide this is the day where I'm going to treat myself with stuff that I never eat during the year, it's really, really the right opportunity to definitely do it.
Right. So there we've got permission from Unetsi but the proviso is that you needed to have been looking after yourself all year along.
Yes.
Don't just take advantage.
Yeah, don't take Christmas Day and let it carry on for 10 days.
Yes.
You might be very sad with yourself that you made that decision.
When New Year comes.
Yeah, but I mean, really, Christmas Day and Christmas Eve bring families together and people can just relax and enjoy the time and stuff that they never really get maybe to buy or to eat. I think it's a well-deserved time to really do those special things that's part of your family.
Right. And food and some good drinks always make the, that just kind of finishes off the afternoon or the evening or the day.
Yes, for sure. And then on the rep concept carrying it through, I really also saw a nice idea for a dessert. Mm-hmm. So if you take a round plate and you sort of the bottom you flood with something like, these days we get amazing yogurts. Mm-hmm. So maybe like a vanilla yogurt with some vanilla bean. And then you make a ref with fresh fruit. So you actually use the red ones. Like if they... We're lucky now, we've got strawberries, we've got blueberries, we've got blackberries. So you make a ref of that. And then you can buy something simple like these little round meringues that we all ate when we were children.
And still eat them.
Yes, we still eat them. These days come in fancy forms, but you can buy any form that you get. And then you sort of sprinkle that over your berry ref. Oh. And then instead, the salads we've used balsamic vinegar, I think a normal syrup that you made from, whether you bought it from the shop, but a normal chocolate syrup that you made from sugar, water, and cocoa powder. Boil it until it's nice and thick. And then you just drizzle that over. It's a very healthy option for Christmas dessert.
Wow. And what drink would you have to finish it off? Just a nice cup of coffee? I suppose depends what time of the day your function is. If it's an evening one, maybe a cup of coffee and some biscuits and cheese, and that's...
For sure. Or if you are the person that likes some sweet wine, make it icy cold, and you can have some sweet wine with that. It will a dessert wine of your choice. You can make it super, super, super cold. Have a small little glass with that, and it's a good end off to your Christmas lunch or dinner.
And that's Christmas done. Wow! If only it was so simple.
Well, it actually is quite simple.
Yeah. I suppose just a little bit of careful planning, and making sure you've got all the ingredients ready. It could be quite a fun family events, starting in the kitchen and moving through to the dining room.
Yes, especially if you've got kids, you can involve them being creative and creating this little wreath of whatever you want to eat. So it could be quite fun.
No, it sounds like a really, really good idea. And Unetsi, that pretty much wraps our year of chats all about nutrition. Giving it a bit of a break for the holiday season. And from Wild Coast Radio, thank you very, very much for the time that you put in and the effort for making all the programs and chatting to us on Thursday mornings. And to you and your family, have a good, blessed Christmas.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoy these chats, and I hope you have a blessed Christmas as well, and that you also have a moment to relax.
Well, we're going to try. But thank you very, very much, and have a safe Christmas, and looking forward to chatting in the new year.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
But before you go, just in case somebody wants to reach you, how do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very much, and chat again in 2025.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. Well, that's Unetsi with today's nutrition chat. And as we mentioned, the last one for the season, Unetsi will be back in the new year. But thank you very, very much for the chats. And this chat will be on our website later on today.